one, as you say, one of the problems with people opening a bank account can sometimes be photo ID. And so we've been working with the FSA and with the banks to accept other ways of proving your identity, because increasingly people need a bank account to pay bills as well as to receive benefits. So that's relatively successful. We'll continue to work with banks as well to offer appointments, particularly in terms of the Isle of Man Bank, offer appointments in the north and the south for people who want to open a bank account but have been unable to do so beforehand. But as you said, we're not extending the MyCard scheme. One of the issues that we have is the cards only work for 3 years, and so they will stop working. The existing MyCards will stop working on the 31st of December. We're now the 1st of December, so it's really important that we engage with all those people who we haven't managed to so far to make sure that they have a valid and a secure way of receiving their benefits both before and after Christmas.
So does Treasury now have a clearer idea of how many people are going to need the cards being reissued?
Well, last week, Social Security officers phoned every single person who's still using the MyCard system, which is about 600 people out of the 40,000 recipients of benefits that we have. Now, what we know is that a large majority of those do have a bank account, and we're arranging for their benefits to be paid directly into their bank account. We've also identified people who would prefer to have a cheque, which they can either put into their bank account or cash at a local post office, and a small number of people who will need to be reissued with the MyCard. But again, as we did back in 2022, we need to actually make sure that we onboard them properly through the post office, if necessary take a new picture for them to put onto the card. And so it's not as simple as just extending the card. The other issue is some people have money left on their MyCards that they may be saving up for Christmas, and we need them to actually take that money off of the MyCards between now and the end of the year, because if they don't, then what we can't roll that on to a new system, and what we may need to do is give, you know, post them a check for that residual amount, but that may not reach them until January.
Obviously, you said 600 people. Presumably, that figure's hopefully going to fall before the 31st. Do we know how much it's predicted to cost once you've reissued the cards?
Well, we've actually got a House of Keys question tomorrow about the cost of doing this. We're working with all the recipients of benefits. And again, it spans a huge number of people, as you've said. It's people on pensions, but also younger people, are particularly on job seekers allowance or maybe income support, some of whom can't open a bank account because of criminal convictions and things like that. So we're dealing with a wide range of people and trying to cater for their individual needs. What we know is that the MyCard service is used by less and less people, and required by less and less people. We expect to get down to maybe 100 or 200 people who will need another way of getting their benefits in the future. And one of the issues of the Timwell debate was to look over the next 6 months at a better way of doing that, working with local retailers, working with local third sector organisations, and working with the people involved to make sure that everyone gets their benefits on time in a secure and resilient way.
One of the real points of contention here, Minister, is for some this isn't a long-term solution. So for those having their MyCards extended, are you effectively handing this over to the next administration? I mean, this morning, can you sort of sit here and say, personally, you will make sure there is a plan in place? Or when Parliament dissolves next summer ahead of the general election, are you just going to sort of wash your hands and run for the hills?
Yeah, that's a very good point. I've got no plans to run for the hills. In terms of the MyCard, we've been quite clear over the last 12 months that the system had to end at some point, and we put that endpoint at the end of the year, and we've been working to try to shift everyone onto other ways of obtaining the benefits with their consent, obviously. We have had problems engaging everyone. That's what we're doing now with gusto. We will be at the end of the year in a much better position in terms of knowing exactly who needs an alternative method. Those people who can't get a bank account or can't use a bank account effectively and have a better way of paying for them. Now, part of the Timwell debate was I will come back to Timwell within the next 6 months with a more secure long-term way of doing this. Again, we will need to issue some new MyCards for those people who really need them, but we will be working with those small number of people to make sure that as we go through next year, we can transition them onto another system, because I completely agree with you that this isn't kicking the can down the road. We need a replacement to the MyCard system, but we're working very closely with the Isle of Man Post Office and other retail organisations to make sure that we have something that's geographically based across the island, so people can receive their benefits in cash if they really need that.
So that's looking to the future. Let's just rewind, because, again, there's been a lot of heated debate about this, and a lot of detail can perhaps be lost in that. So could you just remind us why this scheme, which did appear to work for hundreds of people, has come to an end? Do the savings really, really outweigh scrapping the MyCard service?
Yeah, yes, they do. The MyCard was started in 2009. It was used at that time by the vast majority of benefit recipients. But since then, we know that people have had to change to having a bank account and getting it paid into the bank account for a whole range of reasons, particularly because more and more you need a bank account to actually pay your bills, get on and off the island, a whole range of issues there. And the use of cash has reduced. The MyCard itself is a very good system when it was introduced. It's run by the Isle of Man Post Office, and we're very grateful for the ongoing work, both for the Post Office itself and their retail partners who run all the branches, to maintain this. But less and less people have been using MyCard, but the fixed costs of it are over £500,000 a year. So in effect, the taxpayer is paying more and more per person to actually get them to receive their benefits.
But do you accept, though, that some people still, they may have a bank account, but they still really like to use cash? And actually, the social aspect of it, going to the post office each week, that is a big thing for, I think, a large number of people. We've had a number of listeners saying that is what they really sort of enjoy about the MyCard service.
That's quite true, but that comes at a significant cost. And what we're doing right across government is trying to look at efficiencies and increase productivity, making sure that we can make absolutely certain that people get the benefits in the right way for them is really, really important. But also over the last year, we've been working with a whole range of third sector organisations, including Age Concern, to look at why people still use the MyCard, why people still want to use the MyCard. And if they are socially isolated, other ways of dealing with that, rather than just queuing up at the post office to receive their benefits once a week, how we can reach those people and really address the needs of them, but make absolutely certain they get the benefits they need on time.
Just lastly, can you tell me why some residents have been calling the government Social Security Division Markwell House, but are being told MyCards are still finished come the end of December, and then when asked explicitly whether there is an extension, they're being told, no, there's not one?
Well, there isn't an extension to the existing MyCard system. As I said, those cards will stop working. What we need to do is issue new cards to those people who don't have access to a bank account or don't have the ability to use their existing bank account. And that's what we're doing by trying to contact everyone. I know that there's some, obviously, some current concerns. We get closer and closer to the end of the year. We've been trying to migrate people onto other ways of dealing with their benefits for the last 12 months. What I would say is that we've brought forward the payment dates in terms of benefits to avoid Christmas, which this year falls on the Thursday. And again, a lot of people collect their benefits on a Friday. The post offices will be shut on that day. So it's important that we make sure that people know that they'll get their benefits early, but also that they work with us to make sure that the benefits due on the 5th of January get to them in time, and also that they can use those in cash if they really need that.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.